Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Current immigration policies coming out of Washington are affecting employers and industries across the country, including in our state. Our next guest says that other conservative states like Utah, North Carolina, and Georgia are actually embracing immigrants and creating supportive policies, whereas, he says, our state is not. And so, he says, we risk being left behind economically. Chris Richardson is an immigration lawyer and former U.S. diplomat, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, give us your background and your experience with this issue.
As a U.S. diplomat, I focused on visa processing for foreign nationals, immigrants abroad who wanted to come to the United States, whether for work, travel, study. As a U.S. Embassy staff member and a U.S. government member, I handled tens of thousands of visa processing overseas. And now I work in immigration, not only as an immigration attorney, but also I run a immigration staffing company that helps business and employers around the country navigate the immigration process.
And I understand you have some statistics regarding this issue and our state, if you could share with us.
Sure. I think it's important that people understand that immigrants contribute over $7 billion annually to South Carolina's economy, despite only being 5% of the population of our state. Immigrant households in South Carolina paid $1.9 billion in taxes, and that was back in 2018, so it's probably a lot more now. And nearly 20% of our agricultural workers in the state are foreign-born. And I often talk about this fact, but like 3,000 immigrants own businesses in South Carolina, and they themselves employ tens of thousands of workers. Immigrants, in fact, are nearly twice as likely to start businesses compared to native-born Americans. And looking at the workforce sectors, like healthcare relies heavily on immigrants. 36% of home health aides nationwide are foreign-born, and a growing share of nurses and doctors in underserved rural communities are immigrants. And so I think that those statistics demonstrate just the importance that immigration plays and immigrants play, not only in the national sphere, but also in the state of South Carolina.
All right. Now talk about the differences with our state versus some of these other conservative states that I mentioned in my introduction that you referred me to.
Yeah. And so the governor of Utah has really taken the initiative to attract foreign nationals, to attract foreign national businesses. He set up an office of immigration, and he has worked with his state legislature to try to encourage immigrants to move to their states. North Dakota set up an office of legal immigration to help businesses navigate the immigration process and so that they can fully utilize the immigration system as is. Both North Carolina and Georgia have set up supportive policies around innovation and growth, and they really are trying to attract immigrant talent and entrepreneurship in ways that South Carolina just isn't right now.
Setting up an immigration office and putting in some of these policies at a state level can actually counter what's coming out of Washington?
I think it helps things by, one, letting immigrants, especially those who've utilized the legal immigration process, letting them know that they are welcome here in our state, that we want them here in our state. We acknowledge that so many of them have been entrepreneurs and led in job creation in our state. And you want to be able to help them and let them know that we're here for them. You can do that through language and workforce training initiatives. You can support immigrant entrepreneurs through state programs. And we can encourage even our statewide leaders who are in Washington, D.C., to work on meaningful legal immigration reform. Strengthening the legal immigration process, that's how you're going to break the back of the undocumented and illegal population, because those people feel that they have no choice but to do it that way. And the businesses that rely, regrettably, on illegal immigration don't feel like there's a pathway through legal immigration. And so from Washington to Columbia, all sides need to work on finding ways to ease bureaucratic backlog delays and expand legal immigration options.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Christopher Richardson is an immigration lawyer and former U.S. diplomat. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.